Thank you very much,
and good morning, everybody. It's another Hessian Fly talk, but in a different direction. So I'm going to talk about a project that was about to discover evidence gene candidates in the Hessian Fly genome. And this is a female Hessian Fly adult. So Hessian Fly is one of the most important insect pest of wheat. Losses worth millions are estimated each year. As you can see, the damage done by this pest in this Hessian Fly infested wheat field as compared to a healthy wheat field. So one of the most effective method to control this pest is by planting resistant cultivars. Unfortunately, Hessian Fly can overcome this overcome the resistance conferred by the wheat plants by mutations in their avirulence genes. So in summary, a single dominant resistant gene in wheat confers resistance to this insect. And till date, more than 30 different resistant genes have been cloned in wheat. And specific genotypes of Hessian Fly are able to overcome resistance gene, arginine resistance of wheat. So what we saw in the previous slide can also be brought in the lab conditions. So in lab, the virulence is manifested as plant susceptibility or larval survival. So here you can see a susceptible wheat plants that were infested by Hessian Fly, and this is a healthy Hessian Fly larvae. And the avirulence is manifested as plant resistance or larval death. So these are the resistant wheat plants, and here are the dead Hessian Fly larvae. And here is an example of assay that we used in the lab to score the Hessian Fly genotypes, either they are virulent or avirulent. So by noticing the reactions of the wheat plants. So our goal in the lab is to discover, to clone the avirulence gene so that in long run we can engineer wheat plants that can sustain the resistant gene traits. Several past and ongoing studies in wheat Hessian Fly interaction have hypothesized a model for avirulence gene or the elicitors. These are called elicitors since they elicit resistance response in wheat. So avirulence genes should be expressed in the first instar larvae. They are thought to be expressed in the salivary glands of Hessian Fly, and virulence is characterized by loss of function insertion mutation, loss of function mutation, and of course there should be a supporting genetic data. So coming to the results, discovering candidate VH13 genes for one of the virulence genes, that's VH13 in Hessian Fly. So VH13 gene was mapped on short arm of the chromosome X2, one of the four polytene chromosomes in Hessian Fly. On your right, this vertical bar represents the genetic map near the VH13 gene with flanking markers. And this number corresponds to the number of recombinant individuals out of a mapping population of 106 individuals. So a chromosome walk was initiated from AFLP marker 134 towards the VH13 gene in order to clone this gene. The walk spanned over 30 steps, identifying some back contigs also. So these contigs we already developed in our lab. So for example, this is a contig 12 containing 42 back clones. And some of the markers that are associated that we used to map with respect to the VH13 gene are shown in the middle. So on your right, this hybridizations, the fluorescent hybridizations corresponds to the back clones that are associated with these markers. And the VH13 gene was mapped within a back clone 5P7 that fluoresces green. So just to give you a better idea of the genetic map, I'll blow this region in my next slide. So again, this is a genetic map near the VH13 gene, and each blue bar corresponds to the back clones, and overlapping back clones were identified by hybridizations. So in this back clone 5P7, the ends of the back clone recombined with the VH13 gene. So that means we were sure that this gene should be somewhere within this back clone. So we then sequenced this back. And this is the sequence annotation for the back, and there were 17 predicted peptides within this back sequence, and some of them had significant hits to NCBI databases and a lot of them didn't have any significant hit. And some of the predicted peptides had signal secretion signal as predicted by Signal P program, and so these genes that had signal secretion signal were the potential candidates since these are thought to be secreted from the Hasimplast cells extracellularly. We then did genetic mapping within the back sequence in order to narrow down the interval this gene VH13 could be located in. Here are the results for the genetic mapping using a F1 back cross population. The data showed that a sequence interval between 30 kb and 120 kb did not recombine with VH13 gene. We then developed a recombinant inbred line representing F2 back cross population. This population consists of 65 individuals, and the data showed that a sequence interval between 80 kb and 120 kb did not recombine with the VH13 gene. So that means there were only two potential candidates within this interval, gene 16 and 17, that had secretion signals. We then did RT-PCR analysis with these two candidate genes. Here are the results for that. On top are the schematics for the predicted genes 16 and 17. Structurally, both genes look similar. Both have two exons. And for RT-PCR analysis, we designed primers as shown by these arrows. And for candidate 17, transcription was observed in both avirulent and virulent larvae that were collected from different places like Kansas, Indiana, and Georgia. And the last row is the genomic DNA. But for candidate 16, no transcription was observed in the virulent sequence. So this result was consistent with the hypothesis that virulence is a loss of function mutation. And we observed at least two avirulent alleles for this candidate 16 gene. So we then cloned and sequenced those two avirulent alleles, and both alleles look exactly similar except for this 12 amino acid triplet repeat present in one allele that's highlighted here and also drawn above. Here are some more RT-PCR results for this candidate 16. This gene was the transcription was observed in both first and second instar avirulent larvae. These two are the feeding stages of the Hasimplast larvae, but no transcription was observed in the third instar. Actually, this band corresponds to the genomic DNA, and third instar is the non-feeding stage of the Hasimplast larvae. And we also observed transcription in the first instar salivary glands of Hasimplast, and almost no transcription was observed in the bodies of the Hasimplast whose salivary glands were removed. So, and the remaining results I've already shown in the previous slide. As a control, we used ubiquitin gene. So the next question was to what was causing the loss of transcription in the virulent sequence. So we then amplified and cloned this gene from different avirulent sources and a virulent population, and the results show that the virulent sequence contains an insertion that's evident in this gel as compared to all these avirulent sequences. And the insertion, there was insertion of 461 base pair in the second exon as drawn here, and there was also a deletion of 25 base pair in the 5' UTR region as compared to two avirulent alleles. So this data is all, the results are consistent with the avirulence gene hypothesis, but we're still waiting for functional analysis to be done in order to determine if this is the real VH13 avirulence gene candidate. So coming to the conclusions, so VH13 candidate has the following attributes as expected for Hasimplast avirulent gene. So it's transcribed in first instar larvae, it's transcribed in the salivary glands, and virulence is characterized by loss of function, insertion mutation, and it fails to recombine with virulence and avirulence. Finally, I want to acknowledge all these people: Dr. Jeff Stewart, my major advisor; Dr. Brandy Shimoron; Dr. Ming Chen in K-State; Sue Cameron for maintaining greenhouse populations; my lab mates and Department of Entomology and the funding agencies. Thank you, and I'll take any questions you have.
Questions?
Yeah.
It's
an avirulence gene that, so the question is, what's
based
this
on,
gene?
Yeah, based on sequence
biology. No, I mean, it doesn't have any significant hits to anything. So it's a kind of novel gene.
Questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other questions? If not, that's the conclusion of our session this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'd like to